What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was your first or most memorable injury? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so this one's a rough one. Old school, back in the day in Vallejo, California. Me and my sister. Okay, so my mom worked at Trevor. Nope. What's that old school store that's closed nowadays?
Kmart.
Montgomery Ward.
Montgomery Ward.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a blast from the past.
Sorry, guys. I drank 100 milligrams while I was waiting.
Oh, solid work. Yeah. That was a blast into the future.
Okay, so I used to think I would get in trouble. I didn't think I would get in trouble. My mom was just punishing me so I can watch my sister. Okay. So we're outside one day. It's the summer, and my little sister wants to race. I'm like, all right, you know, cool. So we're racing up the hill. I beat her. I say 6 years. My sister say we're 5 years, 7 months apart, whatever. So now she wants to race downhill because she thinks running downhill will make her faster. So I'm like, all right, you know, cool, whatever. Let's run. And she starts to beat me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of you. I'm tired of letting you beat me. So I'm going to beat you this time. The girl starts veering towards the sidewalk, and I'm like, oh, crap. If my sister falls, my mom's going to kill me. So my sister trips over the sidewalk, and I dive under her, and my whole right nipple scrapes off.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
You scraped your nipple off of your body.
Off. like from my collarbone to my rib section is all gone.
Does the nipple know to grow back?
Like, do you have a nipple now?
Is it, you know?
Yes, it actually grew back.
Okay. I didn't know if it, like, your body knew, like, oh, your nipple's supposed to be here.
Or if it's like, hey, one and done, bro.
Because, I mean, you lose your finger, the body doesn't go, I'm going to grow a finger back, so.
Yeah, why is the body selective about what it, like, right. Look, I can live with one nipple. I would prefer if you'd grow my finger back. Or if I lose an adult tooth, can you slip that back in?
When I got old enough, I Googled it. I was like, is your nipple supposed to grow back? And Google says no. But I guess I'm different.
How long did it take for your nipple to grow? From the time of the act, was it years? Was it back in a week? What?
It took about a year.
Well, you probably didn't get in as much trouble because you were the one who got hurt and not your sister.
Ooh, so I begged her. Because she scraped up her elbow and her knee. So it was just like a regular injury. But when I went back in the house and my mom asked me what happened to me, I told her I did something else because I didn't want to get in trouble.
So you didn't end up going to the hospital or anything?
Oh, hell no. I'm getting in trouble.
Okay.
Now, look, thinking back, would you have gotten in less trouble if you told her the truth and said, look, I was trying to protect my sister and basically I sacrificed a nipple?
Oh, I'd have gotten in so much trouble.
Okay. All right.
What is it that you would have gotten in trouble? Because to me, like, look, you might make a dumb decision, right? And obviously, if you're a little kid running down a hill, yes, you will move faster. And then you realize why that's not awesome. But if my kid said, but look, man, I dove under her to save her and I suffered this injury, I'd be like, all right, well, good on you.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be in less trouble.
What is that dumbass stuff? God. Is it the cheese rolling thing they do? Is it like in Scotland or Ireland?
Yeah, they chase the big
wheel of cheese down the hill.
I think it's in the original Gloucester, isn't it?
Okay.
It might be. Yeah, they do it every year.
If you've ever seen a video of this, in America, apparently, some woman wins every year.
She's won like three in a row.
Yeah, she's very good at this.
And durable.
But when you watch this happen, you cannot believe that they don't have like 10 ambulances at the bottom of this hill.
Yeah.
Based on people just barreling down. They all have their own technique. Some are doing shoulder rolls. Some are just kind of running and jumping and all this stuff. But I mean, you wouldn't do this on a bet. You would almost rather run with the bulls than run down this hill after a wheel of cheese. I mean,
yeah, it looks horrible.
It looks like you could just take your knee out.
You might be safer with the running of the bulls because there's more people and you know to get out of the way. I mean, the bull might be behind you, but yeah. Odds are the bull's not going to mess you up with the running of the bulls. Still not something I want to do. But with the cheese thing, I feel like odds are you are going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Which one would you pick? They say, look, man, you're doing one.
I know people that have run with the bulls. I don't know anybody that's crazy enough to do that cheese freestyle.
Really? So you're picking the bulls?
Yeah, 100%.
But think about it. I would rather run with a 1,500-pound angry animal that has horns than chase a block of cheese down a steep hill.
Also, you can say that you ran with the bulls instead of I chased a block of cheese down a hill. People go, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Right.
At least they know.
Yeah, and you know, like, the bulls. You could see, like, it's still super dangerous, but the idea is you're supposed to jump out of that or whatever.
Right.
Like, running down that hill, it's just.
You're supposed to keep chasing.
Just gravity doesn't really allow you to do that.
No.
And what do you win? Do you win that cheese? You do win that cheese.
Buy the cheese.
Yeah, right. Sometimes it's
worse. Well, it's one of those traditions from so long ago. People couldn't afford a whole wheel of cheese. I'm with you. You can afford a wheel of cheese now.
Why do you think that tradition started? Do you think it was something where they said, all right, the peasants want cheese. Royalty's not going to give it to them. But if the peasants want it, then you go chase it.
I have no idea, but I like your thinking on it.
I just feel
chase
like.
Chase it, peasants.
Because back in the day, man, if you had a block of cheese and someone rolled it down the mountain, you'd be pissed. Like, dude, that's almost like currency.
It's still in the casing.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's got to be like royalty was like, you know what? If you want it that bad, we're going to roll down this hill and let's see him go chase it down the hill.
What was your first or most memorable injury? 206-803-ROCK.
That's Cooper's Hill cheese rolling.
And do they say what the origin is? I just can't think of why that many people would want to do that unless it's based on the fact that they really needed it or you wanted to avoid starvation or something like that.
Something, I don't know. They found a cheese with a note to the Gloucester Town Crier. Apparently it was an old tradition. They brought it back. I don't know. It just seems like idiots being idiots mm-hmm. eat some cheese.
Just something to do. I mean, I like cheese. I'm just saying.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.